Well, just say one halakha that was a question that was asked regarding a rabbi that's giving a derasha in the synagogue on Shabbat. So his custom was that they would take out the Sefer Torah first, put the Sefer Torah on the teva, and then the rabbi would stand in front of the Sefer Torah and for a few minutes give a little derasha on the perasha and little devre Torah. So his question was, is really that the right minhag or not? Well, what's the she'ela based on? She's, once the Sefer Torah is on the teva, maybe it's not proper to interrupt with any other, even devre Torah, so long as the Sefer Torah is on the teva, maybe the mitzvah should be read the Sefer and keep your mind on the Sefer per se and not get involved with anything else. So the Rebbot Ephraim quotes a Rama in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, and he's talking to Menhag Ashkenazim that, let's say on a day we have two Sefer Torah, the Rama writes in Mr. Lekin Arishona, you don't take the first Sefer Torah and put it back until you bring the second Sefer and put it on the table. We don't want you to take your mind off the Sefer Torah. It seems once you put the Sefer Torah back, if you have nothing on the teva, it's like your mind is off the Sefer Torah. So therefore, take the Sefer, leave it on the table, bring the second one, and then bring back the first. So you see there's a big inyan not to have any interruption, even in your mind, off the Sefer Torah itself. So he concludes that really it's better for a rabbi if he's making a derasha, and certainly if you're making some sort of drive and the collections of tzedakot and things like that, better to do it when the Sefer Torah is in the Hechal, which would really mean either before you take out the Sefer Torah or after you put the Sefer Torah back. But when the Sefer Torah is on the Teva itself, it would be proper to focus all the attention, he says, on the reading of the Torah. He then goes a little further and he discusses the fact that sometimes when the rabbi speaks, he stands and his back is to the Aron Kodesh. And we know that might be a concern to have your back to the Aron Kodesh, back to the Sefer Torah. So he says that's not a problem based on the Taz that writes in Siman Resh Pei Bet in Yerodeah, that if a person is being omed in front of the Aron Kodesh and his back is to Aron, it's okay because the Sefer Torah is considered in the Aron, it's in a different domain. And since it's in a different domain, and especially the doors are closed, so therefore it would not be a problem. Last but not least, the rabbi writes there that technically speaking, when the doors of the Aron are open, the Sefer Torah, are still inside the Aron, technically it is permissible to sit. Because still the Sefer Torah are in a different domain. They're in the Aron. They didn't get into the domain of where the person is. However, he does write, the custom is that out of Kavod Sefer Torah, that any time that the doors are open, the menag is to stand nonetheless, like the Taz writes in Siman Resh Mem Beis Ifkatan Yud Gimal. So therefore, even any time, which is even if you're not during the Tefillah, once the doors of the Hechal open up, mitzad kavod, it should be proper for the Sibur to stand. That happens many times, let's say, when they're putting back the Sefer Torah, you have to wait till they close the doors, really, it's the kavod, in order to sit. So again, we conclude with the halakhot today. Number one, be more proper to make all appeals, speeches, but either before we take out the Sefer, or after we put it back, not when the Sefer Torah per se is on the Teva, then the focus should be on the Sefer. Secondly, we're learning over here that the back, standing to the back of the Torah is okay, when your back is facing the Aron, because it's a separate domain, and it is proper to stand as long as the doors of the Hechal are open.